Okay, welcome back. It's 7:38 a.m. here at LI in the AM with Jay Oliver. Jay is off today. I am Tom Schlero sitting in for Jay Oliver, and I've got Donna Martini in the studio also. Donna's one of our contributors, by the way, in our midday program, Your Island, with Tom Schlero. Got up early this morning to help me out here and to get through our news and some of the great stories of the day, Long Island being the great place that it is. A lot of things happening, a lot of good things that are happening too. People trying to make better of situations, better political decisions, and so on. And that's what we're doing here. Now, we have on the line joining us this morning in the show is Suffolk County Legislator Sarah Anker. Sarah's been involved with a lot of different issues. The big news story of the day that we were reporting was the issue on vaping, and that's the whole ban. And I think the governor got it through. I think. I'm not sure. Maybe Sarah can help us out or tell us what's going to happen locally with the issue of vaping. The whole idea being, the news story centers around these flavored strawberry, blueberry, I don't know, apple-flavored vaping that will appeal to children, as opposed to adults who may seek vaping as an alternative to nicotine. And this was the big issue, and there was a lot of pushback on the ban itself. Sarah Anker, your thoughts on vaping. You're also with just myself and also Donna Martini, so see what you have to say on all this. Sarah, how you doing to the
hey,
show?
Hey, Tom. I'm good. But, again, the issue with vaping has been going on probably for, 10 years, and it's crept into, into our society, and it has dramatically affected our kids. Mm-hmm. And I know Donna would agree that, the idea of vaping was to help people get off smoking cigarettes. Right. That was the idea. However, what happened was the vaping companies got in and said, there's nothing wrong with vaping. It's actually healthier for you, of course, than cigarettes. That's not true. And there were so many illegal, off-the-market brands. You could order this stuff online, and many, many children, kids, starting in middle school, started vaping. And now there are so many kids addicted to nicotine because of vaping. Now, what has happened is the off-market folks, people would buy this liquid nicotine from China, just like we have the issue about fentanyl coming from China.
Really?
Pattern here. But they would order this stuff online from China. Inside the chemical, the nicotine would be formaldehyde, which is a cancer-causing chemical. And this is the off-the-market. Now, what's happening now is that they're finding we're up to 7 deaths. And one more death is added to the toll of the vaping. Mm. And we've had 380 confirmed severe cases. And, again, this is what's happened before these folks die. They experience serious lung infections. So we're going to see, unfortunately, I think we're going to see a lot more people dying from the exposure to liquid nicotine. But, yes, the governor has banned liquid nicotine flavors except menthol. Now, that's okay. Also a controversy because a lot of the kids still will use the menthol-flavored liquid nicotine. So, again, the schools have had such a problem. And, Tom, I heard about this, like I said, 6-7 years ago, and it happened.
Well,
legislation had been proposed
right
after I heard
and the reason I had asked you to come on the morning show, because this has been part of the news cycle really for the last 48 hours with this flavored vaping, and I thought of you because you've been talking about this long before we even heard about it here in the state. I'm going to call you a pioneer on this because you were talking about this, I would say, years ago when this first came out. So you must feel at least some sort of indication that you weren't the lone voice in the woods, so to speak. And now the governor has obviously paid attention to this thing. And I want to bring Donna into the discussion because Donna's our wellness person. And I know some of the things that you're saying certainly centers around the health, in this case, of children. Donna, your thoughts? I mean, Sarah, again, I'm speaking with Suffolk County Legislator Sarah Anker, 6th Legislative District. She's been really the first voice on this, and now this is the top story of the day.
No, I was on the Planning Commission for 7.5 years, and I would not allow hookah lounges to get passed. I didn't want to see one single one because I knew, as a wellness professional, anything we're sucking into our own breath and our own lungs has got to be damaging, especially if we don't have control over it. Many people don't realize that that you could become nicotine addicted, as Sarah said, to vaping. Okay, vaping means vaporizing.
See, I didn't realize
that. It's
basically
a shortness. Yeah, absolutely. It's nicotine in it. You could become addicted to the nicotine in it. It causes cardiovascular issues, respiratory illnesses, seizures, strokes, and worsening like of different conditions like asthma. But we also, we're never talking about the after smoke of that. We think it's innocent. It's not innocent. It causes coughing and wheezing, respiratory infections, inflammation in the throat, reduced lung function. Okay, why? Because when you can't, when you're sucking in something that your body doesn't want, you stop respirating the same way. You just hold back your breath, okay? It causes an aggravated asthma and allergy symptoms. So there's many, many reasons why we should be controlling this. I think Sarah would agree that eliminating flavored is a start, but man, are we just going out there thinking that this is so great that it can't hurt us? We have to have a huge campaign to talk about how that can hurt in addition to cigarettes.
Sarah, what's happening now? Do we now have to do something on your level as a legislator, or the state will supersede anything that Suffolk County does?
The state will supersede. So basically, this is law now. They passed it, I think, yesterday.
Yes. Yeah.
October the 4th, they will start enforcing it. So, yes, this will more than likely close down a lot of vaping places. But you know what? It'll save lives. You know, this is the issue, though. Yes, we have alcohol. Yes, there's gambling. There's so many vices that we have out there. But so long as you can do it in moderation, it doesn't become a problem. The vaping has become a problem. The schools have an outcry going out because you can't smell the vaping in the bathroom. So then the kids would go in the bathroom, then other kids would be afraid to use the restrooms, and then they would put monitors in the bathroom. It's really become an issue. And another issue, too, is that I spoke to some of the hospitals, Stony Brook University, and this was probably about a year and a half ago. They were so overwhelmed with parents bringing their kids in that were so highly addicted to nicotine. You know, they were having these kids. These were middle school to high school, were having nicotine withdrawals. They were being registered into the hospital, and the hospital did not have enough room. And that's how severe this problem is. So, again, yes, I saw things starting to evolve, and, you know, I created legislation to require a sign at every point of selling. Well, any legal store that could sell it, you'd have to display a sign by the cash register. And then basically that this product was incredibly dangerous. It was highly addictive, and it could cause death. I mean, I actually put that on there because if you ingest the liquid nicotine, it is so potent you could die from it. That's how bad. And I was, you know, basically told not only by my kids when my kids were in high school, I was informed by the hospitals that said so many kids were coming in, but by Suffolk County Health Department, the education department within the health department, they said, Sarah, you need to do something with this. They actually called my office and they said, this is a huge problem. Yeah. You know, so again,
I'm interested in your reaction. We have the New York Vape Association. We have a quick clip of their pushback on this, and I'm interested in your thoughts on that. Let's go to clip number six.
Which would put 3,700 people out of work immediately. It would empty 700 storefronts, and it would send hundreds of thousands of customers from the tri-state area back to smoking cigarettes.
You know, Sarah, I mean, it almost points, I mean, you've raised some great points here, the illnesses, the deaths. But they're talking about that stores are going to close down and people are going to go elsewhere and it's going to cost us money. Is the dollar that important when it comes to issues like this, Sarah?
Not when it involves our children. Right. And this is the problem. And even the president is saying, you know, we got to ban this stuff. So, you know, this is, you know, I saw it on the county level, local level, school level, that it has hit home, that it has caused problems, and now we're seeing it is causing death in people. And you know what? There's other ways to get off smoking. And if you look at who's financing these vaping, you know, companies, it's the cigarette industry. Mm. Now, someone's making a lot of money, as you just heard. You know, yeah, they're making money. They have these stores. But you know what? If it's an issue involving, you know, the death of our residents, and especially the death and illness of our children. And it's the FDD. And again, we saw this, Tom, with the opioid epidemic.
Yes, yeah.
FDD did not step up to ban, opioids, to stop this, tsunami of drug addiction. And we're starting to see it now, and I'm glad to see government being more proactive.
Good, good, good for you. Donna, any final thoughts on vaping?
Well, I think you said it before, and I wanted to address it immediately, but I couldn't. And it was about the greed. I mean, you're saying that they came out with this so it would be less egregious than cigarettes. Meanwhile, you're still puffing on something in your lungs. You're still taking in nicotine. You're still using the suction and the whole oral fixation. So, that you just, when you want to quit, there are better ways to do it.
Right.
And I don't think that, I think it's an egregious statement that they said that they were going to have 7,800 people back on cigarettes. If that's not true, maybe they'll quit at this point. You know, if that's what the whole idea of vaping is, then why shouldn't it be led into quitting rather than going back on cigarettes? And if they do go back on cigarettes, is it necessarily any less, you know, harmful?
You know, talking about the environment, I just want to switch gears a little bit. Sarah is one of the, again, proponents of the plastic ban bill that, plastic bags that we have here. That's been now, I think, over a year and a half now, Sarah. I don't know if I'm right. It's been in effect, and you're seeing less on the side of the road. I think it's a phenomenal bill. I love it. I think it's working. I've gotten used to bringing my own bags to the supermarket. I think it's wonderful. So now we're seeing the issue with balloons over there in the Hempstead Town Supervisor, Laura Gillen. We do have Laura speaking very quickly on clip number four, having to do with the banning of balloons. And I want to see later on what your thoughts are on that. Clip four.
Release of balloons and make it illegal in the town of Hempstead to release these balloons into our environment. In the town of Hempstead, we will replace some traditions that have used balloon releases in the past by using bubbles now instead. This is a much more environmentally friendly way to celebrate an occasion than with balloons.
You know, Sarah, your thoughts on that? Where do you think that, I mean, that's town of Hempstead. Obviously, we again, you're going to enlighten me of whether we've done this yet in Suffolk County. But is this something you think is on the horizon?
Oh, Tom, that was legislation that just passed recently, less than a month ago. So we now have a local law in Suffolk
County.
We do. County.
Okay, I stand corrected. Okay, good.
Yeah, no, that's good. What happened was, you know, I had a conversation with the Sierra, Long Island Sierra Club, Jane Fasulo,
right.
And she said, Sarah, you know, we have a law, we had a law already on the books that you were not allowed to release 25 or more balloons, you know, because what would happen, Tom and Donna, is that there would be high school graduations, there would be celebrations, hundreds, thousands of balloons would be released. Oh, it's beautiful, you watch them float into the air. Now, remember, we're an island. Where do those balloons go?
Yeah.
They go in the ocean. They go in our water. And what has been discovered through research throughout the world is that these balloons are being digested. They're killing. They're affecting the sea life. They're getting caught up in the boat motors. They're getting caught up in power lines. They're creating some major issues, surprisingly. A little helium balloon, but when you have one and then you have 100 and you have thousands and thousands, they create an issue. So what I did was revise the law that intentional release of the balloons is now illegal. So in other words, if a kid has a balloon and it actually goes up, that's okay. Not to worry, you know, it's not that crazy. But it's more about awareness. And just like with the plastic bags, now people are aware that balloons are harmful in our society, and that also where you purchase a balloon, now stores have to also display, this law that they are not allowed to release balloons. But I got to tell you, so I got a email from someone that lives in Hempstead. This was about 3 or 4 weeks ago, and she said, well, there's this place, it's called Camp Anchor, you know, again, Sarah Anchor here, but at Anchor, spelled a little differently, and they had a picture, I think of Laura Gillen, at this camp last year or sometime soon, they were releasing balloons, and boy, people were annoyed, and then so they took a picture, and it went viral, and so I called Laura Curran and Laura Gillen, again, the Nassau County Executive, and then the Hempstead Supervisor, and I spoke to their folks, and I said, look, this is a good law. I recommend it that, you know, it's not going to be controversial. It voted, we were unanimously approved at the Suffolk County Legislature. So they recently, they're proposing the ban. I don't think they vote on it yet. But there's so many more things that you can do to celebrate, and we need to celebrate the environment. And I'm sure, again, Donna would agree that our environment directly impacts our health. We know that. We see that, especially with the 9/11 issue, you know, the toxins.
Yeah.
And we're seeing the long-term effect, which is incredibly concerning. So we have to start now, you know, to protect, you know, our folks, but especially our kids.
Yeah. Well, maybe there's some entrepreneurs out there who want to create balloons that are actually good for the environment and can maybe be food when if it lands in the oceans. Yeah, if anyone wants to see what and back up what Sarah's saying and find out for themselves what it does to the environment, go to encenter.org,
right. And
you'll find out a lot of information. But isn't it crazy how something that we deem so innocuous is actually causing much harm?
Problems, yeah.
And that's just to show us we have to be more aware as humans what we are doing. Everything we do has an effect.
And it's good to have the Suffolk County legislation, particularly Sarah Anka, because Sarah's been a regular on my show, regular senior contributor, just bringing these issues out. And what I like about these issues is that they reach a certain degree of success. In other words, the balloon ban wasn't just talked about, it happens. And the issue with vaping, Sarah's been talking about that, now it tends to be happening. Sarah, I give you a minute or two left.
She does, I want to just thank her.
Thanks, Sarah Anka, yes.
I wanted to say too, though, again, we're thinking about our health, but did you know that Long Island has a $4 billion tourist industry related to the ocean. So, if you're thinking, we're tough, we can take, these toxins, the balloons, the issues. No, this is affecting our wallet. This is affecting our economy. So $4 billion, and how many tourists would want to come and stay on Long Island and go to our beaches when they're littered with all kinds of stuff? So we need to be good stewards. And again, I'm proud to be, in the forefront with Donna, with you, Tom, with the folks that are out there, because we owe this. We owe this to our kids. And I have three children, and I want them to have a great future. And it's a good thing, to have friends.
Well said. Sarah Anka, Suffolk County Legislator, 6th Legislative District. Sarah, I know it's the beginning of your day. I know you got a busy day ahead of you, but thank you for taking the time to come on LI in the AM. We appreciate it very much. Sarah Anka.